I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything that I thought it could be.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
You're just not gonna go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know, but I really don't like it, and I'm not gonna go.
So you're gonna quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just gonna stop going.
Well, so what do you wanna do?
I wanna take you out to dinner. And then I wanna go back to my apartment and watch Kung Fu. Do you ever watch Kung Fu?
I love Kung Fu.
Channel 39.
Totally.
You should come over and watch Kung Fu tonight.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Can we order lunch first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. It is Wednesday, hump day. If each day of the week represented the eons, Wednesday would be the day we're in God's calendar, Wednesday. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. The question I'm asked a lot, and I think this is very important, and the question is this. What is the message that we have for the unbeliever? You know, in the scriptures, there are various evangels. In other words, there's more than one good news. If I came to your door and I knocked, and you answered, and I said, "Hello, I have got good news for you," your response, your next response would be, "Well, what's the good news?" Well, in the scriptures, God has a lot of reports to give us that are good news. There was the evangel of the kingdom that the Lord Jesus and John the Baptist and the 12 apostles proclaimed regarding the nearness of the kingdom of the heavens. There was the evangel of the grace of God that Paul proclaimed to the Gentiles, to the nations, concerning justification by faith. There was the evangel that Paul gave to the nations, to the believers, concerning the conciliation, as found in Romans 5, 6, 7, 8. There's also the evangel of the glory of Christ in 2 Corinthians 4. There's the evangel of the untraceable riches of Christ in Ephesians 3. And there's the evangel concerning the position of the body of Christ, the ecclesia, and so forth. So there's many news. There's a lot of newses, if that's a good English word. But there's a lot of news in the Bible that's good news. And what we're going to ask, the very simple question is, what is the message that we proclaim to, we can call it the heathen, or just a common everyday man? If you want to lead somebody to a knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, that brings justification, what is that message today? You know, we're living in a day where there's so much confusion on this issue because men, they don't correctly cut the word of truth. And they're always trying to get some kind of emotional response out of people. But first of all, let me just say this. The evangel, the grace of God, is proclaimed by Paul to the nations to get them life, to get them justification, is an evangel concerning God's Son. And it's not about the sinner, and it's not about the sinner's response, it's not about the sinner's sins, it's all about what Christ accomplished. Somebody once said the evangel, the grace of God, is not about sin or sanitation, but it's the good news concerning the accomplishments of Christ. So first and foremost, don't you worry about the response of those listening to the message. That is not the important part. The important part is to be clear on the message itself. The message that we proclaim today is not asking Jesus in your heart. You ever hear somebody say that? You need to ask Jesus in your heart. That's not good news at all. As a matter of fact, the message of Christ dwelling in our hearts is only a message for the believers. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul prayed that we believers might be made staunch with power through His Spirit in the man within, for Christ to dwell in our hearts through faith. But that's the message to the believer. Never tell a sinner to invite God or invite Jesus in his heart. That's very poor. All the emphasis is on the sinner doing something. So the important thing is, do not place any emphasis on somebody doing something. The best thing to do is to proclaim something that they have nothing to do with. And that is what Christ accomplished for them. Mankind can't do anything to be justified. So the importance is in the message itself. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says this, For I am not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing. So the evangel itself is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing. So we should never hang up any power lines of our own. It doesn't have to be covered with flowery language or oratory. It just takes somebody to tell somebody the very simple good news. And the good news is this, according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Here is the message we proclaim to those around us. And it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul says, verse 3, "For I give over to you among the first what also I accepted, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was entombed, and that he has been roused the third day according to the Scriptures." Now, and then he goes on, it says, "And that he was seen by Cephas, thereupon by the 12, thereupon he was seen by over 500 brethren at once." So we have here the facts and the witnesses concerning the death, entombment, and resurrection of Christ and those who witnessed it. And so the point being is, when we're dealing with people, whoever they are, if they've never heard of God or they don't know God, you can maybe give them a little preliminary information. Tell them about the God of creation, the creator who created the universe, had a son, and he sent his son, and his son came into the world to die. Why did he come to die? Because mankind is a sinner, and he is subject to death. All of mankind are headed to a grave, and the reason why mankind heads to a grave is because of sin, and sin means to miss the mark. We've all failed the standard. None of us measure up to God, but God sent his son to die on a cross for our sins. He died for our sins. He was entombed and he roused again the third day according to the Scriptures. Isn't that good news? Yes, that is the best news ever. That's the best news ever. I think somebody's on the phone to find out more about this good news. Let's see who it is. Hold on one second. Yes, hello. Hello. Yeah. You want to hear some good news? Okay. Christ died for your sins. He was entombed. He was roused again the third day according to the Scriptures. You think on that. I'm going to hang up now. That's the good news, friends. That's the power of God unto salvation. And it leaves you out altogether. God's message leaves out the person proclaiming it, because the power is not in the ability of the person. So do not feel that in dealing with people, if you want to tell them about Christ, that you have to be smart, that you have to be very knowledgeable. No, you just have to know the very simple facts of the evangel. We proclaim facts. Facts concerning a crucified, entombed, and risen Savior. Proclaim it and leave the results with God. Don't put any requirements on those listening. The moment you put a requirement on this message from the person listening to it, the moment you ruin the message. The message will find the heart. God will give faith to the one who's meant to believe it. God chooses whom he wants to believe it. And the faith that they have is a gift of God. And that's why and I know for my own sake and my own experience, when I was 11 years old, I'd gone to church as a young man. I went to a Catholic church, and I used to see that marble statue every Sunday morning as I looked at that cross on the wall. But literally one day on June 21st in 1981, a friend of mine said to me, "Christ died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day, and he's coming back." That's exactly what he told me. And for the first time, it was like I entered into a realization of something. The Spirit of God opened my understanding. I believed it instantly. And the next question I asked was, when was he coming back? Because it was real. When God's Spirit works, it's real. So don't worry. You do not have to do it. It's not your effort. The power is in the message itself. And when all is said and done, God does all the saving from start to finish. So have confidence in the message and be thankful for the good news of what Christ has accomplished. Well, I hope this was helpful. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.